Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hour number three, folks. We are going to be covering a lot of different issues this hour. I know I've been talking about Israel a lot tonight, as well I should have. I've been bottling it all up for 10 days, and it is a continuing major story and can have major implications, not just to the United States, but the world over, as well as our beloved Israel. Whether you are a Zionist, a Jew, a Christian, whoever you may be, you do support. I have walked through the streets of Jerusalem, which has always been relatively peaceful every time I've gone. I've walked through the Muslim quarter, the Jewish quarter, the Christian quarter. It is the birthplace of the religions. It is the birthplace of what many people believe are Judeo-Christian values that have carried us for millennia. And I will be getting back to it later this hour. But there's something else I wanted to discuss with you first. And by the way, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back tomorrow night. And if you want to join us this hour to talk about any of the issues, especially Israel, I'd love to hear your opinions. Give us a phone call at 855-732-5555. 563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And you can always join us at joemessina.com, realside.com, where there's always an active conversation happening. Interesting poll that just came out, reported by the Miami Herald, but this poll actually comes from UCLA. And it suggests that a large portion of Americans doubt democracy and view violence as acceptable. A large portion of Americans feel this way. Large portion of Americans on both sides of the aisle favor getting rid of democracy and imposing violence on their political opponents, among other authoritarian measures, according to a new poll. 31% of Donald Trump supporters and 24% of President Joe Biden's supporters said democracy is, quote-unquote, no longer viable, and an alternative system should be tried, according to an October poll from University of Virginia Center for Politics that was also working with UCLA. I'll get to that here in a minute. There's another side to this poll. The poll survey, 2008, registered voters from August the 25th to September the 11th, and has a margin of error of +2 to -2%. Other key findings were that when asked whether it is acceptable to employ violence to stop political opponents from attaining their goals, 41% of Biden supporters and 38% of Trump supporters said yes, essentially a tie. 30% of Trump supporters and 25% of Biden supporters said elections should be suspended in times of crises. Oh, that would never be abused, would it? 41% of Trump supporters and 30% of Biden supporters said they favor either conservative or liberal states seceding from the Union. And nearly half of Biden supporters, 47%, And 35% of Trump supporters said the government should restrict the expression of views, quote-unquote, considered discriminatory or offensive. Jeez! The polling comes as Trump, the leading contender for the GOP nomination, continues to claim without evidence that the 2020 election was rigged against him. The results, which signal a desire for an authoritarian crackdown, come at a time when public trust in government is at a near record low. According to the Pew Research Center, in 2023, only 16% of Americans said they trusted the government to do what is right, at least most of the time. Rick Hansen, director of UCLA's Safeguarding Democracy Project, stated that these are really troubling findings about democracy and the potential for violence. This is, Jesus, this is really scary. I mean, a third to a half of America's public believe that we should crack down on free speech, on things that we think are going to be considered discriminatory, that we should have the states that we disagree with secede from the nation, and most importantly, both groups assume violence is warranted. Now, I don't know about you. I'm reading this poll, and I wonder from the standpoint of how much of this has been stoked on by the cocooning that we have had over the past, let's call it 15 years, with social media and cable news. I don't remember thinking these things when I was younger. I don't remember, I had certainly arguments with presidents, I certainly had arguments with policies. But the idea that we would basically obliterate free speech, our First Amendment, that we would condone violence, and let's just call it what it is, completely split up the country to get rid of states that we disagree with, and which states are going to be seceding? Which states are going to stay? I mean, I think Texas wants to certainly stay in the nation. Florida wants to stay in the nation. Are New York and California going to secede? I doubt it. They want Texas and Florida to leave. So, where does this end? How does this end? Apparently, there's a tremendous number of people in this country that never attended civics class, and the founding fathers are rolling in their graves. We'll be right back here after the break at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Oh, sorry, folks. Joe's not in the building. It is Whiskey Dave here. Sorry to disappoint you, but it is always a pleasure being here with you, the good folks here at Real Side Radio. Joe will be back tomorrow night, and I'm sure there will be a lot more news for him to be covering. But tonight, there's a lot of news as well. And I know I spent a lot of time on Israel the first couple of hours here. There's a lot of other news, as we just talked about, with this crazy poll. I've also, over the past few months, I've been talking a little bit about
RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Could I vote for RFK Jr.? Possibly. I think he's right on the important, biggest issues of our time, and he's wrong on some of the others. He is a liberal. He does believe in tax and spend to a certain degree, and that is something that I don't know if I could... If I could square to vote for him, but I do like his policies on really most importantly in my mind about the big pharma collusion with our government. I mean, that's the number one thing for me. But I also believe in what he says about Ukraine and internationalism and the adventures that we have around the world. I'd like to see what he says about Israel. But as you may or may not know, he did announce on October the 9th, just 2 days after Israel, so it did slip into under the headlines. He did announce that he is running as an independent. You know, he attempted a run against Biden, and the party's presidential nominating committee, the DNC, basically shut him out. They maintained its backing of Biden. They refused to hold any primary debates. They just anointed your possible, likely at this stage, future president. And I say likely because the RFK announcement has really changed things according to the polls. Polls show Trump and Biden are neck and neck in 2024, but once RFK announced, that changed things, and it changed things considerably. This is from Fox News. Today, this afternoon, Brandon Gillespie states that former President Donald Trump and President Biden are running neck and neck in a new 2024 presidential election poll, but the data suggests an independent bid by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could upend the race in Biden's favor. This is a Marist poll that was released yesterday. 49% of registered voters said they would support Biden, 46% Trump, statistically tied, and 5% remain undecided. But that was all without Kennedy in the race. Those numbers shifted dramatically for Trump and Biden, with Kennedy running as an independent candidate. That appeared to hurt Trump's chances for reclaiming the White House more than Biden's odds of winning a second term. The poll showed Kennedy winning 16% support among voters. That's not that far off of what Perot did that first time around. What did Perot get, about 20% when he was running against Clinton and George H.W. Bush in 1992, I believe? I think he got 20%. I think he got 10% in 1996 when he ran against Clinton and, what was it, Dole. That's memory. I could be wrong on that. But it's Kennedy's close to what Perot got his first time out. Now, I wouldn't be surprised once people start getting their heads into the election. Most people aren't following it as closely as we all do here. I think that 16% could top 20%, maybe 25%. But the poll shows Kennedy right now winning 16% support among voters, Trump 37%, and Biden 44%. Just 3% were undecided. The biggest shift, according to this poll, with a Kennedy candidacy came from independent voters, showing a massive drop in support for Trump from 49% down to 34%. And Biden from 43 to 33. So Trump loses, what is that, 15 points? Biden loses 10 points, according to the poll. Kennedy received support from 29% of independents. Republican support for Trump also dropped significantly from 91% to 81%, with Kennedy receiving support from 11% of GOP voters. 11% of GOP voters would vote for Kennedy. I may be one of them. I don't know. I'm not 100% convinced.
Biden also saw a drop in support from Democrats with Kennedy in the race from 91% to 86%. Again, not as significant a loss as Trump's among Republicans. Kennedy received support from 9% of Democrats. So we're looking here at, I mean, this is quite astounding because we are still, I know we're in a perpetual election machine. Us politicos, we're reading it, we're watching it, we're understanding it, we're listening to podcasts, we're watching, you know, different reports from independent journalists. Some of us are still watching legacy news. And we live and breathe this thing, but most people don't. Most people are focused on work and friends and football. It's NFL season. It's NHL season. And they're focused on the things, quite frankly, that we should all be focused on. But somebody needs to guard the hen house. Don't we, folks? Don't we need to make sure everything is copacetic in this country? But the fact of the matter is that we are looking here at something which, frankly, I think we can go back to 1992. And I think that you could see a situation whereby where George H.W. Bush was the odds-on favorite to win, but he had two things going against him. Again, against Bill Clinton and Ross Perot. He had two things going against him. Number one, there was a mild recession in 1991, which was really kind of, you know, it laid the groundwork for what the James Carville came up with the line, it's the economy stupid. Well, by 1992, the economy was already rebounding. We had a minor recession. It was a blip of a recession in 1991. But you know how the media is when it comes to a Republican overseeing a negative economy and a Democrat overseeing a negative economy. According to the press right now, we're doing fantastic. Forget about the $1.2 trillion in credit card debt. Forget about the 8% mortgage. Forget about the $33 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Bidenomics. So we're going to see what happens here, but it's going to be really, really interesting. What do you guys think? Give us a call, 855-732-5563. We'll be back here with more after the break and the news at Realside Radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed him.
I wanted to be here today. I want the people of Israel, the people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Netanyahu described Biden's visit as deeply moving. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure 217 votes.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199.
Dave Collins, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television!
Welcome back. Real Side Radio here. Whiskey Dave. Whiskey Dave in the chair for JoJo. We'll be back again tomorrow night, and it is always a pleasure being with you. 855-732-5563. Breaking news during the break here. Breaking news during the break. Just in, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered fighter jets with hypersonic missiles. To patrol the Black Sea in response to the chaos in the Middle East. If you take a look at where the Black Sea is related to where Israel and Lebanon and Syria, it's not that far, geographically speaking. Putin ordered MiG-31 aircraft armed with Kinzhal missiles. Am I saying that right? Kinzhal missiles? The Kinzhal missile has a range of more than 1,000 kilometers at a speed of Mach 9? Holy cow. Putin said, "This is not a threat, but we will exercise visual control, control with weapons over what is happening in the Mediterranean Sea." The move comes as the United States sent multiple carrier strike groups near Israel. You know, he's taking a look at our carrier groups off of Israel, two of the largest in the world. I'm missing some mean tweets right about now, guys. What is happening? What is happening? Oh, my goodness. Look, I mean, is World War III actually upon us? Is this what is happening? What are we seeing happening? And the carrier strike groups alone have more warplanes than the closest five bases, probably half the firepower of Russia's entire military at this point. So, listen, should we be scared of the spooky hypersonic missiles? We could shoot them down, I'm sure. Mach 9 sounds pretty scary to me. But, I don't know if this is just cyber rattling. I don't know if this is Putin saying, hey, guys, remember me? Remember me up here with the whole Ukraine thing? We're supposed to be scaring everybody. I mean, do you think that's just a pantomime at this point? I don't know. I mean, there are reports that are saying hypersonic missiles cannot be countered. So 4 to 5 hypersonic missiles would be more than enough to wipe warships off the map completely. But to what end? Why would Putin do that if he was to do that? What would be the goal? I don't know. I'm not a student of warfare at this level. But we are looking at a situation that seems to be spiraling out of control. Is it all saber-rattling? Is it Iran saber-rattling? Is it Russia saber-rattling? Is it Lebanon and Syria? And I mean, or is something about to happen here? Are we in a position right now where we have a loose ball? And football analogy, we're in NFL season, we've got a fumble, and America and Israel possibly have lost the ball. Is the other side going to pick it up? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I think everything we're looking at right now is unprecedented, because as we've been talking about tonight, this is different than 2019. This is different than 2014 and 15 with Hamas. This is different. We, when I say we, I'm speaking the collective we, the normals of the world, the people that see anti-Semitism for what it is. They see terrorism for what it is, and we don't want it. We don't want ISIS. We don't want Hamas. We don't want Al-Qaeda. We know what they do. We know what they've done. We know what they intend to do, and we need to stomp on them. Those are the normals that I'm saying, collectively, we don't want them. And I think we all support Israel's right to defend herself after this ghastly atrocity, this massacre of epic proportions, to go in and literally bury the leadership of Hamas and the seven-headed Hydra, which could lead possibly into southern Lebanon and the Sunni Hezbollah. Possibly some of the ragtags that Iran has sponsored in Syria. And we need to step on them. We need to step on them like the roaches that they are. But does that open it up to a wider forum? Does it open it up to a wider theater? Why is Putin getting involved? Why? Don't you think he has his hands full right now with America's proxy war? I mean, Ukraine? And to what extent do we become overextended? They're talking about 2,000 troops going on the ground in Israel. U.S. troops. They're on their way. So I'm a supporter of Israel. We need to defend Israel. And we need to do it however we can. But do we open up the theater to have a situation whereby rogue states can throw a bomb into the mix, create what Hamas tried to do last night, a diversion with the hospital? Thank goodness we had video. Thank goodness Israel intercepted telephone conversations between Hamas fighters where they basically were saying along the lines of, holy crap, we just bombed ourselves. Oh no. Thank goodness we had that. Because the mainstream media jumped on the Hamas bandwagon immediately. So what are we looking at here, folks? What do you think is going to happen? How does this end? Are we going to be in a further escalation, or is this just another blip and it goes quiet for another 2, 3, 5 years? I don't think Israel can afford that. They have to be figuring out right now how to completely decapitate the leadership of Hamas. And I would assume they're probably trying to find some way to assassinate the leaders of Hamas that are hiding out in Qatar at the Four Seasons or the Fairmont Hotel or the Ritz-Carlton or wherever American taxpayer dollars can afford. They need to. If they don't, this is going to continue to escalate. It's going to be a tit for tat. I 100% am convinced Israel will never allow Hamas to ever do that kind of incursion again. But who's to say that the next Iranian weapon that is delivered in Gaza Strip from the Iranians to Hamas doesn't have plutonium in it? Because that's what they're working on. That's what they've been enabled to work on by the Obama Bidens. None of this was happening from 2017 to 2021. We did not have any global war. America was not in a war. We were slowly withdrawing responsibly from Afghanistan, but we did not enter into a new war in those 4 years. And Obama Biden comes in, withdraws from Iran in the most irresponsible, horrifically horrendous way, sends a message to our enemies, sends a message to Al-Qaeda, sends a message to the Taliban, sends a message to the remnants of ISIS, many of whom have probably gone over to become Hamas and Hezbollah, or running around Syria as ragtags with a few bucks from Iran. And they have only grown stronger since 2021, 2022, almost 3 years. How quickly things have gone wrong, whether it's the border, whether it's the economy, whether it's our national security, whether it's geopolitics and the world falling apart. Almost every single barometer, every single metric you can point to right now, name one that has gone in the right direction. Name one in the last 2.5 years. All right. So now we got Russia in the Middle East. Yay. Go Biden. I'll be back to wrap it all up after the break. Don't go away. Low Side Radio.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back. Third and final. Well, this is the fourth and final segment of the third and final hour. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Hope you guys are having fun out there. You know, there's so much that just can bring us down, and if we really do focus on it as much as we all focus on it, it probably isn't very healthy. So I'm going to finish with something lighthearted. How does that sound? Something a little bit. I don't know if you've heard about this. You know the old term, the old saying. It's not that old really anymore, but I've heard it for a while, and it's go woke, go broke, right? We've seen it with Disney. We saw it with Bud Light. Apparently Victoria's Secret also had some troubles when they started to increase their diversity, equity, and inclusion marketing over the years, where they've
brought in transsexuals, obese, morbidly obese. They've kind of, you know, really tried to out woke themselves, and apparently it's caused them a lot of problems. They've lost a lot of money. So, according to a report here, Washington Examiner, Victoria's Secret goes back to basics after DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, marketing tanks sales. Lingerie retailer Victoria's Secret plans to withdraw its attempts at being more inclusive with its marketing, reverting to its original reputation in the wake of decreased sales. The brand, known for hiring beautiful models, has tried to diversify its models over the past few years, including plus-size and transgender representatives. However, the rebrand attempt has not translated to increased sales, with the outlet's projected revenue for this year at $6.2 billion. Sounds like a lot, but apparently it's down by almost 20% compared to 2020's $7.5 billion. Victoria's Secret CEO Martin Waters said, "Despite everyone's best endeavors, it's not been enough to carry the day." I'm assuming that's how he sounds. He's a lingerie salesman. Part of the attempted rebrand included hiring Megan Rapinoe, an athlete and activist who has advocated transgender women competing in women's sports, and Valentina Sampaio, who became the outlet's first transgender model. In the wake of Sampaio's hiring, Ed Razek, former chief marketing officer of Victoria's Secret, resigned from the outlet. The retailer's current goal is to reach the $7 billion mark in annual sales again, which will include updating its stores it already opened and opening 400 new locations outside the United States and Canada. The retailer will also invest in selling products related to active and swim clothes. Interesting. Victoria's Secret abandoning its diversity campaign comes after it brought back several of its former models in August, including Gisele Bündchen. Oh, I know her. Tom Brady's wife or ex-wife. Naomi Campbell. Wow. She's been doing modeling for a while, hasn't she? Adriana Lima. Don't know her. And Candice Swainpole. Never heard of her either. Additionally, the retailer announced in March it would bring back its annual fashion show, which was canceled in 2019 after criticism that it did not have enough diversity. The show made its return in the form of The Tour 23, a documentary that premiered September 26 on Amazon Prime Video. I missed that one. Sorry. All right. I think that's a... Here's the thing. I think that's a bright spark there, you know, to finish tonight off with such negativity. There's a movie coming out for Disney. It's called The Marvels. And this is coming out in the next few weeks. And I guess it's a sequel of some sort to Captain Marvel, which is a female hero. They made female. I guess in the comic book, Captain Marvel is a man, but turned this character female. And it did quite well because it was literally sandwiched between two blockbusters that year it came out, two of the other big Marvel movies that it came out. I think it was maybe an Avengers and something else. Who knows? Anyway, they're saying that right now the predictions are that Marvel's, this sequel that's supposed to be coming out in a few weeks, is going to be one of the worst Marvel box offices of all time. Maybe the worst. And the reason is because nobody wants to see it. I think that there is exhaustion to the Marvel brand. And I know this firsthand because my sons, who are huge Marvel, it was an event for them to go see a Marvel film. I stopped going when they were old enough to drive. Okay? I looked at it as a $20 nap.
But they loved it. But, you know, they've started to complain in the last couple of years that they're just basically churning them out assembly line style, too much CGI, and they're taking the fans for granted by not even writing very good stories. There's a lot of wokeism and things like that in it. And so the box office numbers have been dwindling. Apparently Ant-Man that came out earlier this year was a disaster. And many of the other comic book movies that have been coming out have been not hitting the numbers. A big reason for that is because of what Disney has been pushing the past few years is the wokeism. And the Marvels, which is supposed to be coming out in the next few weeks, is a group, maybe it's three or four girls, and they are really talking about woke stuff, according to the reviews. And nobody wants to see this. They're pushing the ideology that is being pushed from Burbank. Disney in Burbank. And, you know, you want to go see a movie, you want to escape, you don't want things shoved down your throat. Whether it's transgenderism or plus size or diversity or equity or inclusion or girl power or whatever it is that they are pushing. They just want a good story. Okay? And maybe the folks in Burbank Disney or any of the other studios or companies for that matter can take a look at the way that we grew up in the 70s and 80s. I went to see Alien with Sigourney Weaver and I did not think of it as a strong woman, a hero, somebody that is you know, pushing for females, blur, ah, girl power. No. I didn't even think about it when I went to see that. You know, when Alien and Aliens came out, I was in my early teens. I just thought it was a darn good film. It was full of action and scary aliens and guns and badass people shooting each other. And aliens. It didn't occur to me that I was watching a female hero. Because I didn't think that way. I just wanted to be entertained. And when Disney or Victoria's Secret or any other corporation is pushing the wokeism and the first thing that they're trying to instill in the viewer or the customer is a message, you're going to turn more people off than you're going to turn people on. And the Oberlin gender studies graduates that are now ubiquitous across boardrooms throughout North America, Canada, and of course is North America, United States, Western Europe, need to understand something. I'm going to take a phrase from Mazie Hirono, Senator of Hawaii, during the Kavanaugh hearings. And she said about men, and I'm just going to say this is to all woke people, just shut up. Just do your job. Just shut up. We don't want to hear it anymore. You're destroying the legacy films. The Indiana Jones, yeah, I caught that on streaming. I did go see it in the theater. It was lousy. It was sad. They really destroyed the legacy of Indiana Jones. And it was an obvious way to carry on in Indiana Jones with a young woman, this Phoebe Waller-Bridge or whatever her name is, and it was nonsense. Not everything has to be diversity and equity and inclusion and fairness and messaging and women is strong and blah. You know what? Sometimes people just want to go see stuff blown up. Okay? Sometimes they just want to see the man in the fedora get the bad guys. And if Marvel and Disney haven't woken up yet, after their stock has plundered to $80, it's half of what it was a couple of years ago. If you bought Disney stock thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to go through the roof when the pandemic is over, you've lost half your money. And it isn't because Disney wasn't getting people at the theme parks. It was because people were not going to see Disney films and they were leaving Disney Plus because they're sick and tired of having these messages shoved down their throat, foie gras style. How geese are fed to make foie gras is they stuff it down their throats. Come on, man. To paraphrase Joe Biden. Come on, man. Stop pushing your messaging. And Victoria's Secret, going back to basics after DEI marketing tank sales, well, maybe they're starting to wake up. I'll be back again in a couple of weeks. Hope you guys all have a wonderful week. I think I might be joining Joe in the next night or two to talk about the economy on his show. So I'll be back soon. You guys have a wonderful Thursday. Enjoy tonight, and God bless. Take care, everybody.